I've always had to take care of Dora and keep her from doing something crazy. But not tonight. Tonight, you and I are going to Larissa's Halloween party.
In Soho.
And we're not gonna think about selfish boys or delinquent little sisters or any of our responsibilities. We're just gonna have an incredible time and think about ourselves. It's going to be nothing but fun.
So what are you two going as?
Let's just say I have a costume that is to die for.
Oh, my little princess die. Okay, one more.
Well, I'm glad you're finally getting a night out on the town, but I am a little sad that you won't be taking Dorit trick-or-treating this year.
Dad, Dorit hasn't gone trick-or-treating in years.
Really? Well, I guess I miss out on a lot being the candy man at home.
Yeah, like me chasing Dorit around town trying to stop her from TPing her principal's house.
That is a tradition of sorts.
Super fun one. Well, it's nice to see you maintaining a tradition of your own, dressing up as Chewbacca and handing out the goods to kids.
You're Chewbacca every year?
It was an expensive costume. Besides, I spent a long time getting the roar just right.
Lame.
Oh, Dorit, get in the picture. That way I can get all of you in your Halloween costumes.
This isn't a costume.
Oh. Well, then how about for old time's sake, huh, sweetie?
Halloween is stupid.
So I take it you won't be going out tonight?
Do I look like a loser? I'll be in my room.
Well, this will be fun.
As my last responsible act before I leave, I should tell you that I know that look and she's so going out and it's not gonna be pretty. Dad, I'm serious. I'd start checking the closets. Make sure she's not hiding anything she could use to blow up Castlebury.